If it's true all the world's a stage, there are some interesting characters that share the spotlight, ranging from Vikings on the high seas to Little Mermaids under the sea. Good afternoon and welcome to the 2016 High School Musical Preview on WVIA-FM. I'm Lisa Mazzarella. Students from area high schools are ready for the spring musical season, and for the next few weeks, we'll spotlight some of their shows. South Williamsport High School takes a true life story about a little girl from Delaware whose dream is to be a Viking. Through sheer determination and innocent negotiation, she convinces the local historical society to give her a worn-out yet authentic Nordic boat, taking her fantasy to the high seas and beyond. With selections from Yo Vikings, the cast from South Williamsport High School.
Could you get my shoebox, please? And a pen? Dear Mr. Sindri, could you help a Viking out? What I mean is, well, I saw you're selling a longboat with a really beautiful dragon head, and I kinda like to have it, please, for sailing adventures and stuff. Now let's talk money. So you'll grant this Viking's wish. I'm prepared to offer you $128 in change, plus three Phillies baseball cards. Mr. Sindri, I'm begging you to help this Viking out. And whatever you do, don't burn the boat before you read this letter. Love? No. Sealed with a kiss? No. Signed with blood instead? No, 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 no. Sincerely, Emma. Emma the Red.
Hello there, Emma the Red, and welcome to the High School Musical Preview. Riley Peterson is the lead in Yo Vikings, which is, to be honest with you, a performance I never really heard of. I had to Google the performance to find out that it was a real-life story. Emma is actually a 9-year-old who wanted to be a Viking. While most girls like to play with Barbie dolls and are kind of doing girly girl things, she wanted to be Emma the Red, have a ship and the Vikings and the whole ball of wax. Riley, how can you relate to Emma?
Especially these days, not everyone, their expectations are, oh, everyone should be the same, but I am very different from everyone else, and Emma is definitely different in her own way compared to everybody, and I can really relate to how everyone's like, oh, she's different, let's get away from her. I can definitely relate to that.
I think she'd be pleased to see you performing her. She'd be delighted. She'd almost be looking in the mirror. Just an adorable way of presenting the letter. But you also have a fantastic backup cast, too, so we're going to meet them right now. So if you don't mind, if you could just step up to the microphone and tell us your name and your character, please.
I'm Luke Ungst. I play Murphy Bean. I am one of Emma's classmates.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Garrett Nolan, and I play as Sebi Ferdinand Munoz, and I'm also a classmate of Emma.
Hi, I'm Sarah Pulvert, and I play Nikki Tibbles, who is Emma's classmate, but I'm also the antagonist of the story.
Mm.
My name is Daisy Rendio. I play the role of Zinzi Ferdinand Munoz, and I am also a classmate.
Well, let's start with the antagonist, because you have somebody doing something really good for themselves, and you always have to have a little thorn in the side. What are you doing to prevent Emma from seeing her dream come to pass?
Well, for me, Emma's sort of a threat, almost, because I'm the goody-two-shoes, the one that's always the star of the class, and Emma's smart, too, and I don't really want her to be smarter than me, so she's competing with me to be the best.
Mm. You're not like that at all, though, are you?
No.
No, I don't think so. That's acting. It's all good acting. How about you, Garrett? Tell us about your character.
Well, to start, I am the twin of Zinzi. Yes, so I'm also a classmate, and for me, I'm not really stuck in the middle of anything. I'm just the average 10-year-old boy that has an attention span that doesn't last very long in class. So I tend to get a little rowdy here and there, and I have a lot of energy that has to be used, so that's my character.
And how about you, Luke?
I'm Murphy B, and I'm one of those kids who's just kind of out there. I'm not really ever in class. I'm never in the moment. I'm just kind of weird and a little bit ditzy and just out in space all the time. I'm never down on Earth.
You say that with such a serious face. How about the twin over there? Talk
yes.
to me a little bit about yourself and your character.
Zinzi is obviously Sebi's twin, but she is also Nikki the antagonist's best friend. So she really wants to be like Nikki in the aspect where she doesn't like Emma, but you find out later that she's actually torn and she really does like Emma and her ideas. So that's how Zinzi is.
Let's talk with Amy Byrne about the show and why you decided to choose a piece called Yo Vikings.
Well, first of all, the title alone, I have to say, drew me in. I said, Vikings, Yo Vikings, okay, I'll check this out. And I was looking for something that is a little bit out of the norm for the high school musical world. We so often see so many of the same shows over and over again. I really wanted to find something a little bit different, a little bit new. This has a very fun contemporary vibe to it. It has some very interesting Gaelic influences and throwbacks when we actually get to the Vikings that Emma conjures up. And it has a wonderful message. And that was the perfect package for me, and everything just fell into place.
Aside from it being delightful to listen to, it does have a message, doesn't it?
It does. It has a very great message about who we are as people, how we interact with each other, and finding out what we're supposed to be and do in life.
Wonderful. Now tell us when this is going to be and where it's going to be.
It will be at our A.B. Elder Auditorium at South Williamsport Junior Senior High School, March 4th and 5th at 7:30 p.m. and on the 6th, Sunday at 2 o'clock p.m.
And where can we get tickets?
You can get tickets at the door.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited for all of you because this is going to be a really interesting piece. Well, how would you guys like to do another number for us? As a matter of fact, this is going to be an ensemble piece called The Terrible Tale of Sally Shapiro. And with us, we have the cast of Yo Vikings from South Williamsport Junior Senior High School on the High School Musical Preview on WVIA.
But I thought you said...
Zinzi, we can't give Emma any more attention. Well, because... Well, she might... Oh, I shouldn't tell you what she did before.
Why? What did she do?
Did you know Sally Shapiro?
No.
She was a girl who used to go here.
When?
It doesn't matter. You know that little pink mitten that's been sitting in the lost and found? It's hers. That's all that's left of Shapiro.
Oh, no.
She really took an awful blow here.
Nuh-uh.
Cause Emma said some stuff and things got really rough. And I can't be specific, but it was horrific. And Sally had to transfer to another school in Albuquerque. That's what Sally said. Every single word, I swear, that's what she said. Don't believe me if you dare. Sally Shapiro
has so much to fear. Oh, she's damaged beyond all repair. She could have wound up dead. Well, that's what Sally said. But you have to promise me you're not going to tell anybody this, or else we're both in danger.
I promise. Hey, Sebby. Did you know Sally Shapiro? I guess she was a girl who went here.
Oh, I need a soda.
Listen, she had a little pink kitten that's been sitting in the lost and found for years. Yeah, that belonged to Shapiro, that cat.
It's kind of weird, I've never seen it.
Shut up, shut up, shut up. See, Emma stole her stuff. And if that was not enough, well, I don't know the story, but it was so gory that Sally was put in a mental institution in Alcatraz, Albuquerque. That's what Nikki said, Sally said. And Nikki Tibbles never lies. That's what she said that she said. It shouldn't come as such a surprise. Because of the violence, she swore me to silence with tears coming out of her eyes. This story's got some cred if it's what Nikki said.
This girl who messed with Emma wound up in a dilemma and cried.
What's wrong with crying?
There's more, they'd fought since they were babies, but then Emma gave her rabies and she totally died.
Whoa!
The facts are the facts, so when Emma attacks, well, I want you to know what to do. Zinzi says, Nikki says, Sally says, has to be probably true.
Nikki! Oh, Nikki! Did you hear what happened?
What?
Emma, she... the girl, cats, all murdered in Berkeyville. Can you believe it?
Every word.
Pick up the phone, oh my God, you gotta pick up the phone, pick up the phone, oh my God, you gotta pick up the phone.
Hey, dude, you have to hear this.
Should I call 911? Should I call 911?
Should I call 911? That pizza is mine. That pizza is mine. 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 And that's what Sally said.
I can't believe she lost her cat.
That's what Stanley
Edwards said. Emma hit her with a bat. Knocked her flat. It's really unfair. You should not have killed Sally like that.
And that's what Sally said. That's what Nikki said. Sally said. That's what
Gordon said.
Zito said.
Pasha said.
Murphy said. Sebby said. Zinzi said. Nikki said.
And Sally said.
Wait, what happened?
Cast members from South Williamsport's spring production, Yo Vikings, on WVIA-FM. Coughlin and GAR students are taking their spring production, Under the Sea, with performances of Disney's The Little Mermaid. It's the story of Ariel, a curious mermaid who wonders what it would be like to be human. Here now is the cast with a few selections from the Disney favorite on WVIA's High School Musical Preview.
Daddy's never even met a human, but he still thinks the worst of them. I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be so bad. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I wanna be where the people are. I wanna see 'em dancing, walking around on those, what do you call 'em? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down the, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Bet you're on land, they understand. Bet they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand, and ready to know what the people know. Ask 'em my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it, what's the word, burn? When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love to explore that shore above? Wish I could be part of that world.
What a beautiful job. That's so wonderful. It's gorgeous. It's got a lovely lilt to it. And there's a restlessness in that song. Tell me about your role as the Little Mermaid. What kind of person is Ariel?
Ariel is a person who just wants to escape from what she was born to pursue the land that she loves, the human world that she's come to love. And she's a very excited person, and so whenever she gets the opportunity, she always goes to the surface and tries to explore, and she would do anything just to be where she wants to be.
But sometimes that could cause a little bit of trouble, can't it?
Yes, it can.
Mm-hmm. She meets some characters along the way that are not so savory and not so kind and not so optimistic. And we're going to find out about that in just a few moments. But first, I want to have the cast introduce themselves and their respective roles. We just met you, Ariel, but what is your name?
I'm Emma Cox, and I'm playing The Little Mermaid.
Wonderful. Thank you.
My name is Shaylin Briggs, and I'm playing Ursula.
Oh, Ursula.
Hi, my name is Zach Banizak, and I will be playing the role of Sebastian.
I love Sebastian.
Hi, my name's Mike Corey, and I'll be playing King Triton, Ariel's father.
Ooh, okay, very good, very good. Well, I want to talk with you a little bit before I talk with Alice a little more about the show and where we can get some tickets. Let's talk to Ursula, shall we? Ursula lives in the deep recesses of the ocean, but she's a troublemaker. So tell us a little bit about your character and how you are not like her.
Ursula is actually King Triton's sister in the play, and Ursula doesn't seem to... She's very jealous of King Triton and the fact that he's the king of the whole mermaid area. And... I'm kind of very different from Ursula's personality. I'm very, very, like, nice person. So playing this big role was, it kind of got me out of my comfort zone. So I had to really take the character internally and explore different aspects of it that I didn't expect to, which was being very mean and nasty.
Well, that's awesome. We're going to be hearing your song in just a little bit. But let's talk to Sebastian. He was one of the most endearing characters in the animated feature film. Tell us how you're going to approach the role of Sebastian.
Well, Sebastian is a very difficult part. Not just because of like the Jamaican accent and like every like little like notion about him. But he's just a very jovial and exuberant character, and just being able to take on that persona, and he basically has to follow Ariel everywhere and take care of her and watch over her, and just to like get that aspect it's challenging, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, his character, like you say, he's supposed to watch Ariel, and lots of times Ariel gets away from him. And of course, the king gets really agitated with you because he really entrusted you to watch over his daughter.
Mm-hmm. The king gets mad at me a whole lot, and Sebastian, just the whole time, he has to like try to keep up with Ariel. And he's torn between like doing what the king wants, but at the same time letting Ariel be happy. So it's really interesting to see like what kind of sides he takes in everything that Ariel does.
Oh, that's interesting. And King Triton. Yes. Tell us a little about your character. There you are under the sea. You've got a very headstrong young daughter there who wants to surface and see what it's like to be a person, and you don't want her to go there.
No. As King Triton, Ariel is my youngest daughter. And as I have many responsibilities as king, and I'm very protective of her, and I don't want to see her get hurt. And I know Ursula is my sister, and I've seen the bad parts of people. So it's really made me not very optimistic of people, especially since my wife died because of humans.
Mm-hmm. So there's bad blood, not only with the humans, but bad blood under the sea with your sister too.
Yes. So. Wow. Ariel is like the different side of King Triton, and she tries to bring out the best in me, but I just want what's best for her, and that's to protect her.
Let's talk with Alice Lyons about the show and the selection of the show and why you decided to put on The Little Mermaid.
This is probably my second favorite Disney movie. Aladdin has to be first, and as soon as the rights came out for the full version, I saw it on Broadway. I thought the score and all of the different songs that were added to the score from the actual movie were exciting and different. And I wanted to be one of the first people in the area to put on the full production. The show is actually going to be performed. It is combined with Coughlin and GR Drama Clubs. GR didn't have a lot of interest, and they lost their director a couple years ago. So the district came to us and asked us if we would incorporate their club with ours, and we have, and it's been a wonderful experience. So it actually is going to be held at the GAR High School Auditorium, 250 South Grant Street in Wilkes-Barre. The performances are Thursday, March 3rd, Friday, March 4th, Saturday, March 5th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, March 6th at 2 p.m.
Wonderful. Now, do you happen to have a website in case anybody wants to?
You can actually go to www.wbasd.k12.pa.us, the Wilkes-Barre Area School District website. You could click on either the Coughlin High School link or the GAR link. If you click on Coughlin High School, you could click on Activities. That will actually take you to the Drama Club webpage that has some pictures and more information about the show.
Wonderful. We're going to be hearing from Ursula right now. We have Poor Unfortunate Souls, and Ursula is going to bring the house down. This is from Little Mermaid, Coughlin and GAR Drama Club, right here on WVIA.
Help you, my dear sweet child, it's what I live for, to help unfortunate merfolk like yourself, poor souls with no one else to turn to. I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light, and made a switch. True, yes. And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I've always have possessed. And here lately, please don't laugh, I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely, and depressed, pathetic, poor, unfortunate souls in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. Those poor, unfortunate souls, so sad, so true. They come flocking to my cauldron, crying, spells, Ursula, please, and I help them. Yes, I do. Now it's happened once or twice, someone couldn't pay the price, and I'm afraid I had to rake them across the coals. Yes, I've had the odd complaint, but on the whole, I've been a saint. to those poor unfortunate souls. Here's my best offer, babykins. I know a spell that will turn you into a human for 3 days. Now it's got a procedural clause, sort of a squid pro quo. Before the sun sets on the 3rd day, you've got to get dear old Princey to kiss you. If you do, you'll stay human forever.
And if I don't?
Nothing drastic, darling, I'm sure. Oh, look, small print. Your soul is mine forever, and you're doomed to spend eternity in my watery house oak layer. Lawyers, don't you just love them? Of course, there is one more thing. My fee.
But I don't have anything.
I'm not asking for much. Only your voice.
My voice?
Don't worry. I have the perfect place for it. Your grandpappy Poseidon gave his magic trident to your father. But this was his gift pour moi.
Your magic shell.
You've heard about it.
Father says it's the source of all your witchcraft.
Nonsense, darling.
He says you die without it.
Die? Oh, please. It's a bauble, a vessel for your soul. Trust me, darling. Your vibrato, your legato, even your belt. They'll all be safe and sound in here.
If I give away my voice, how can I ever?
You'll have your looks, your pretty face. And don't underestimate the power of body language. The men up there don't like a lot of blabber. They think a girl who gossips is a bore. Yes, on land it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. And after all, dear, what is idle prouder for? Come on! They're not that all impressed with conversation. True gentlemen avoid it when they can. But they dote and swoon and fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue who gets her man. Come on, you poor unfortunate soul. Go ahead, make your choice. I'm a very busy woman and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much, just your voice. You poor unfortunate soul. It's sad, but true. If you wanna cross a bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath. Go ahead and sign the scroll. Flotsam jetsam, now I've got her, boys. The boss is on a roll. You poor unfortunate soul.
The cast of The Little Mermaid, featuring students from Coughlin and GAR High Schools. Special thanks to the students and their teachers for sharing their talents today. WVIA's Director of Education is Andrea O'Neill. Our recording and post-production engineer is Paul Lazar. I'm Lisa Mazzarella. Join us again as we shine the spotlight on our area high schools for the next High School Musical Preview on WVIA-FM.